There's a phrase that I want you to understand. We discuss the phrase, the times of the Gentiles. By the way, that's different. There's two phrases I want you to look at. Go to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, actually Romans 9, 10, and 11 would be the Apostle Paul teaching prophecy to the people in Rome. Romans 9 is Israel past, Romans 10 is Israel present, and Romans 11 is Israel future. And right in this doctrinal book, he teaches eschatology. In Romans chapter 11, he talks about the Jews and what's going to happen. Look at verse 25, Romans 11, 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant. Boy, he sure didn't want anybody to be a part of that denomination called the ignorant brethren. That's what he said in 1 Thessalonians 4. That's what he's saying here now. Don't be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part, that's probably better could be translated hard-heartedness. I mean, you know, they are not truly blind. They can see, they can read, they can figure, they can understand what they have said. We're not going to accept it. So the translation probably would be better, hard-heartedness. Even you study the Greek, do the etymology on the word, it's better translated hard-heartedness. But blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Now that's different than the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles, Luke 21, 24, is talking about that period of time from when Daniel went into the Babylonian captivity until Jesus Christ comes back. Remember Jesus Christ, the stone which destroys the Gentile world powers and becomes a mountain or a kingdom. Do you understand? So when we think about the times of the Gentiles, that's talking about a period of time from Daniel's day until the return of Jesus Christ. The fullness of the Gentiles is something else. The book of Acts, chapter 15, they had a church council in Jerusalem. There they were much concerned about the Gentiles coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is now 10 to 12 years down the road after Jesus Christ has gone to heaven. Only Jews have been coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Peter is at Jaffa, and he has a weird dream about a sheep being dropped out of the sky with unclean animals, and God tells him to eat. And he said, not so at first, but God said, eat it. Don't you say, how can you say not so to the Lord? I mean, you know, if he's Lord, you don't say not so, and if you say not so, he's not Lord. Anyway, oxymoron. But and then all of a sudden, Cornelius' servants get there. Would you please come to Caesarea up the coast? And so he travels the next day. They spend a night and travels the next day. And he gets up to and meets with Cornelius, who is a Roman centurion, head of a band of military soldiers up there who are stationed there at Caesarea. And he leads this Gentile to Jesus Christ. It's the first Gentile who comes to know Christ. At that, Paul and Silas lead some Gentiles to the Lord. So James, who's the head of the church, do you notice that? James, the head of the church. Now, I started the church in Jerusalem when I went over there as a missionary. James, he's James the younger. I'm James the elder. Anyway, James is the head of the church, and he calls a church council. He said, what's going on here, guys? Been leading these Gentiles to Jesus. Let's discuss this. And the outgrowth of that was God has established a new program. That's to reach out to Gentiles. And what he is saying in chapter 15 of Acts is, and it agrees with the scriptures, that's what James said, we're going to reach Gentiles. It says the Jews are blinded in part until they're partially blinded and they're temporarily blinded. Because Paul later says, I am one. I mean, earlier he said in chapter 9, I came to know Christ as Lord and Savior. I'd be willing to be accursed if I could lead my kinsmen to the Lord. But Gentiles will be saved. And so the fullness of the Gentiles is when that last Gentile comes to know Christ as Lord and Savior. Did you know that you could hasten the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me tell you what not to do. Do not send any money to Wings of Eagles. And Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who's on all kind of Christian television, he's a heretic and he's a crook. Don't send him a penny. And any money you send to get Russian Jews into Israel doesn't bring Jesus back a minute earlier. That's all subterfuge. We cannot pay Jews to go into Israel and get Jesus to come back. You know how to get Jesus back? 2 Peter chapter 3 says, you can hasten the coming of the Lord by winning Gentiles to Jesus Christ. Because he says right here, the proof text, Romans 11, 25, when the fullness of the Gentiles, the last Gentile that gets saved, that God knows will get saved. I don't know how many it is, who it is, and whatever. That's in the mind of God. When that last one gets saved, pip, the rapture takes place. Wouldn't that be neat? Be neat to out be soul winning, knock on the door, lead this guy to the Lord Jesus Christ on a Thursday evening when you're out visiting, and all of a sudden he's the last one. He says, I want to receive Christ as my Savior. And you both go to heaven. Wouldn't that be unbelievable? Oh, man, I hope that's going on when I'm... Oh, anyway. Fullness of the Gentiles. That's different than the times of the Gentiles. So what he says in Romans 11, the Jews are going to be hard-hearted, or hardened, or blind, in part. That means they're partially blinded. Until temporarily blinded, Jesus Christ, the last of the Gentiles, comes in. And then all of Israel shall be saved. And then God is going to do his work among the Jewish people. The rapture of the church takes place.